Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode here with our Tough Love Thursday segment. Loving these little 10-minute tidbits that I bring you each week here in our private Facebook group or the replays over on the podcast. So wherever you're tuning in, huge hello. So grateful for you being here. And as always, if you are watching this video live or watching the replay in our Facebook group, I want to hear from you in the comments below. So say hello and let me know that you're catching live or you're catching the replay as we dive into another powerful tough love tidbit that I have for all of you today. And today's topic, as you can already tell from the heading, is something that I'm actually extremely passionate about. And I have seen is one of the biggest mistakes that many of you are making when it comes to your healing journey with food. And what this is this tough truth that you staying busy all day, all the things that you're doing are actually the reason that you are continuing to stay stuck on the sugar roller coaster year after year. Now, what I mean by this is that we have all been raised and grown up in a world where we've been taught that being busy, always look busy, doing things, being productive, checking things off our list, having a whole bunch of responsibilities, constantly going is something to aspire to. It's something that we feel in our society gives us worth, gives us a sense of belonging, gives us a sense of success. But what it's actually doing is completely keeping you from connecting to your body and the wisdom and honor of the emotions that lie there and the feelings and sensations that need to be honored if you actually want to stop coping and numbing out with sugar. So what staying busy actually does is continue keeping you in the addictive pattern and avoiding actually sitting with yourself, being in stillness with yourself, being in silence with yourself, right? Constantly being in your head versus in your body is one of the major reasons why perhaps you haven't been able to break through your blocks around sugar yet. And this is where I'm so deeply passionate about helping women get into their body and exactly what we're going to be doing at the upcoming Sugar Freedom Embodiment Retreat this June is really diving deep into the wisdom that is in our body and learning how to slow the H down. Because what happens, well, first of all, let me say this. If you are resonating with this at all, if you're someone who's like a type A personality who always has a massive list of things to do, always have a lot going on, have a really hard time resting. I actually posted this poll on my Instagram the other day with how often and how easily do you allow yourself to rest? And massive consensus was, I don't rest. I don't know how to rest. And when we are in this pattern, we're caught up in this masculine way of doing and pushing and constantly staying busy, we are not only burning ourselves out, we are then feeling so exhausted that we're shoving sugar down our throats to try to give us energy, right? Our sleep is affected. Our relationships are affected. We're cranky. We're moody. You know, it's this vicious cycle of not honoring our body's natural desire for rest. And this, by the way, is what we're naturally supposed to do during the winter. And many women don't do this, right? They keep pushing, they keep going, they don't slow down, even if their body is yelling at them and it's sick and it's telling them to rest. And there's so many layers to this
that we could talk about and that I dive into in my programs and my upcoming retreat as we navigate into this inner world of why are we so resistant to slowing down? Why are we each so resistant to rest and to allowing ourselves to actually be in our bodies? Now, for most of us, this is a very unsafe space to be. It's scary to be in stillness. It's scary to be bored, to not have anything to do. It's actually funny, at the time of recording this, we just lost power in my house. I'm streaming from the data from my phone to be here on Zoom with all of you, here from my kitchen using the natural light because the lights are off. And the old me would be panicking. What do I do? Like I there's no technology, there's nothing for me to do. And I would be looking for ways to distract myself as opposed to seeing this as, oh, what a cool opportunity to like, I just went and had lunch out on the deck and just sat outside for a bit and just sat with my thoughts and I'm just allowing myself to go with the flow as opposed to freaking out that the power's out. And this is just a small example of how we need to learn to slow down. And we need to learn how to become more present with life. This is one of the reasons why we are binging on sugar. A major reason is because we're not honoring what our body needs. We're not honoring our needs for rest. We're not honoring our needs to connect with ourselves, to feel and release emotions. We're completely ignoring the gifts that come from slowing down, let alone the stress relief and the relaxation and the nervous system regulation that happens when we learn to go slow. We learn to set boundaries. We learn not to put so much on our plates every day. And we learn to just allow ourselves the space that's needed to be present with ourselves. And in that space of presence, we get to open the portal to the root causes that are really keeping us hooked on sugar. But if you are staying busy all the time, you are going to continue being in a loop where you're using sugar for energy, you're not sleeping properly, you're disconnected from yourself and your body, you're ignoring your emotions, and you're continuing this addictive cycle of numbing out, coping, and escaping. Being busy is just another way that we avoid what is really going on inside and what really needs to be looked at and what really needs to be healed. We stay busy, we binge on sugar, we binge on Netflix. Like all of these are distraction techniques that are distracting us from actually having to feel our wounds, actually having to feel our feelings, actually having to do the deep inner work. So if this is you, I want to know in the comments below, are you someone who is always busy? Are you someone who is go, 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 has so much on your plate, not enough time, constantly feeling overwhelmed, constantly feeling stressed? Let me know. Is this say me in the comments below if you're watching live or the replay? Because I know this used to be me, and I know that 99% of the women that I work with struggle with this. So I better get a lot of me in the comments below here if you're watching on Facebook. And without judgment, just acknowledging this pattern and perhaps then learning to step forward to slow down, to stop using I'm busy as this like badge of honor that we wear, right? It's not a badge of success. It's not, because it's not serving you and it's actually harming you. And relearning our birthright to rest and go slow and be present with life so that you don't get to the end of your life regretting all the moments that you weren't really present for or that you missed. And this is just, as I mentioned, one of the many, many things that we're going to be doing in the upcoming Sugar Freedom Embodiment Retreat this June outside of Vancouver, BC. For anyone who is interested or perhaps first time hearing about this retreat and want more information, go ahead and drop the word retreat in the comments below and I will send you all the details. There are a couple spots left. It is a small, intimate group of only 10 women. And I just can't wait. I can't wait to be together in person again and to be able to do this really deep work in uncovering and healing the root causes that are really keeping us in this looped pattern with sugar year after year. So if that's you, drop the word retreat below or shoot me an email if you're listening to this on the podcast. And I am so honored to bring you another Tough Love Thursday. I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope to see you same time, same place next week. Bye, everyone.